98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. This is the Coyote Coaches Show with Wolf and Luke. Brought to you by Bell Ford, where it's all about the experience. One small step off I-17 in Bell, one giant Ford store.
All right, the NHL hit pause a little bit early. They usually take a Christmas break. It's just a couple days, though. But the Coyotes were supposed to play last night in Seattle, actually. They went to Seattle, didn't get to play, and then they were supposed to play tomorrow night at home against the Tampa Bay Lightning. Joining us on the line is their head coach, Andre Tourigny, on the 72 Sold Sports Line. Andre, first of all, thank you for the time today. How weird has the last couple of days been for your team?
It's been really weird. It's rare you have a 5-day road trip where you play only one game. it's a little bit weird, but it was good to finally get knowing what's the plan and what's the schedule. You know, when you're in the row, we were supposed to play in Vancouver. Okay, you don't play, so now you're wondering, are we playing in Seattle? What's going on? Will we play the 23rd at home? You know, you're kind of in a waiting mode. So. It was good to have clarity, and now we know what's next, and we'll be ready for the 27th.
Yeah, that was the Coyotes' first ever trip to Seattle, and you guys didn't actually play a game. But you still did go to Seattle, didn't you?
Yeah, we did, and we practiced in their new building. We had a chance to touch the ice and see the building. Pretty cool building.
The last game you guys did play against Anaheim Friday night was right after we talked to you last week. 6-5 overtime win. Anaheim's a good team. You guys put up 6 goals. That's your season high. I mean, do you at least feel like now you hit the break on a high note?
Exactly. That's good. That's good to finish on that note. You know, if you will have not played well in Anaheim, now you finish and then you have a long break and you have a sour taste in your mouth. That will have been the worst, but I think all in all, it's a good thing. We played a really good game in Anaheim and did a lot of good things.
One of the things, talking to Coyotes head coach Andre Tourigny, one of the areas that I know you've been looking for more lately was from your offense. And now in your last 3 games, that is 11 goals. I know a lot of that's the Anaheim game, but 2 goals against New York. We talked about that last week. Yeah. That was a very winnable game. Same with Philadelphia, 3 goals the game before that. Do you feel like they are maybe turning a corner?
Well, I think the addition of Nick Schmaltz make a big difference. You know, Schmaltz, he brings that in our lineup. He brings playmaking ability. He's a guy who possesses the puck. So that'll help us and slot everybody in the right spot. And I think Phil Kessel and his group with Boydie had a great night in the Anaheim. So that as well helped. So I think for sure having Schmaltz healthy, you know, help a lot, and Lawson Krause will be back soon as well. Should be back right away after Christmas. That will be even more depth to our lineup.
You mentioned Travis Boyden there. He's already got a career high for goals. He's on pace to shatter his career high for in a season for points. Why has he fit in so well with this group so quickly?
I think it was a question of timing for Boydie. He's a guy who has talent. I think the fact that the start of the season was not playing on the regular base, he really tuned in on being a complete player and being a guy who can play in a defensive role and an offensive role. And that, when an opportunity happened with Phil Kessel and Clayton Keller, I think he was a good fit because he could play both sides of the puck. So he made the best of that opportunity, and he's really he's a threat around the net. He can finish play. He can make plays with the puck, and he competes really hard defensively. So he was a good fit in that role, and so far he embraced the opportunity, and he keeps the same urgency, and he showed consistency.
He's like a career 20% shooter, too, which is just absurd for hockey. Do you ever just be like, just shoot more?
No, but, he goes inside. He goes around the net. He's in front of the goalie, and like I said, he played with good player, and they find him around the net, and he has a good scoring touch. So it's not that easy to get shot from inside like that for intake. So that percentage can move down at some point, because when you cannot get inside, your shooting percentage drops drastically. But it's positive when you can get inside, when you go inside, when you go in the dirty area, that helps your shooting percentage. And if you play with good players, they can find you.
That ability to go to the dirty areas like you're talking about has not always been a characteristic of these teams in years past. It's been that way for you guys this year. How did you have to instill that in them, or is that just sort of the personnel you had?
It's a mix of everything. I think the guys know who we are, and they know we need to get inside if we want to generate offense. If we want to be a threat offensively, we need to go in the dirty area. We need to get there. We're not the kind of team who will have a crazy number of time possession in the offensive zone. So we need to make the best out of it. And when we get in there, we need to make sure we go in the dirty area and we are a threat instead to be a perimeter team.
Talking to Coyotes head coach Andre Tourney. So, Andre, now knowing that the next game, at least scheduled, is Monday against the Kings on the 27th, how do you guys navigate this? How do you as a coach navigate the next few days? Obviously, you get the holiday and everything, but then when you come back, you're jumping right back in, playing back-to-back games.
Yeah, exactly. That will be that's part of the challenge, but every team in the league will be facing the same situation. So we will practice on the 26th, and we'll jump right in the game on the 27th and the 28th. So it will be a challenge, but at the same time, our guys are pro. We have a lot of good veterans. They will take care of their body during the break, and it's a mindset. We will arrive, and it's a matter to keep our game simple when we'll be back and take the right habits right where we left. So I think we'll be all right. It will be the same for our opponent.
Well, Coach, always great talking to you. Congratulations on the win over Anaheim. Have a great Christmas, all right?
Thank you, guys. You too. Enjoy the family.